struggling to remain financially viable. Eat Local Gray Bruce has asked Gray County Council to provide $25,000 in direct funding to help the group continue to operate. The local nonprofit food cooperative that promotes healthy eating and locally grown and produced food recently announced that it is insolvent and may have to file for bankruptcy. In an effort to continue operating, the organization has launched a crowdfunding campaign, is trying to reorganize the business into a more sustainable model, and is seeking new volunteers to revitalize the group. Representatives from the organization appeared as a delegation at Gray County Council's meeting on January 12 to ask for financial support moving forward. Board Secretary Marcelina Salazar and Board Director Christine Hamill outlined the group's plight to County Council. Salazar said demand for the service exploded during the COVID-19 pandemic, in 1 week sales doubled for the group. However, interest has waned in recent months as businesses have reopened and life has returned to normal. The loss of revenue and an unexpected change of warehouse locations has resulted in serious financial issues. The group has launched an online crowdfunding campaign in an effort to raise $115,000 and, to date, over $34,000 has been raised. The campaign ends on January 25. The organization is also seeking new volunteers and customers to support the model. They asked for a $20,000 grant from the county, conditional on a successful fundraising drive, as well as the county to cover the warehouse costs, which are $5,000. To lose this would be devastating, said Salazar. We hope for your support as we weather this challenge. Hamill said the cooperative currently has participation from 50 farm grower households and 950 eater households. Members of County Council did not have much to say regarding the request. Sao Kim Wingrove said county staff would do some research and report back to council about options. We're not in a position to make a decision today. Staff will take time to consider what opportunities there might be, she said. It's important we do our due diligence. The SAO said staff would report back to council on January 26, which is a timely date as it falls the day after the Eat Local Gray Bruce crowdfunding campaign concludes.